Everybody, this is Pastor Buddy welcoming you tonight with us to the Shepherd's Stop. Glad to have you aboard. This is the morning after, I guess, the day after the great election. Mr. Bush has gone back into office, and no surprise in that. He did quite a nice job for the New World Order, and I guess maybe they were pleased to let him be employed for another 4 years. But we're going to talk about some interesting things tonight about the Creator's Journey. This is part three of our series in the Creator's Journey. We're going to look at the falling stars. And we're going into the New Testament. Matter of fact, we're going to the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew. And we're going to start at the 19th verse. Now, it's written in Matthew chapter 24, verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days. Are we getting near tribulation days? Remember, I told you that the tribulation was two for and about one people. It's the house of Jacob. It does not refer the world with a massive end-time tribulation. Because the Bible says that the end time generation, the people of the world, Satan's children, and all who are deceived and amused and entertained and employed, if you will, by the Satan, the god of this world, he's going to bring so much prosperity and peace that he's going to deceive the people into thinking that these good times are right out of the blessings of Yahweh, and it's not true. But the Bible says that Yahweh himself will cause the people to have a strong delusion, or receive a strong delusion, to believe a lie and be damned. But we come back to the book of Jeremiah, the chapter 30, and we've quoted this scripture for you in this series so many times to refresh your memory about what the time of that trouble is. Most people in the world believe it's going to be an end-time world scenario. But the Bible describes the end-time people. When Christ returns, he's going to catch them in war and nuclear disaster, where you have to get you a backpack and run for the mountain and get you a gun, which all those things are good to have, of course. But ladies and gentlemen, that ain't going to come. This is an illusionary deception that Satan is projecting out of the very sheer fear that we're going to have hard times and we're all going to starve to death, or we're all going to be in a nuclear war, and dreadful things are going to happen. The stars of heaven are going to literally fall. Well, let's cover some of that tonight in the Creator's Journey, and we're going to go back and address that issue. First, let me read the scripture to you in Jeremiah 30:7 to prove again that this is not the time of tribulation, is not for the world. It's not a time when everybody's warring and bombing with nuclear bombs and all this stuff that we've got people afraid of. It's not going to happen. rather the opposite. Good times. Rock and roll times. Eden times. Being merry. Prosperity. But the day that is coming, alas, for that great day, it is so great that there will be none like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble. Just Jacob. Now, Jacob is just a small family, one small bloodline family that is located somewhere in Europe. Matter of fact, the truth is they're scattered throughout the earth, here and there. America is supposed to be a stronghold of the remnant of the house of Jacob. Great Britain is noted. Germany, the British Isles, Scotland and Ireland, Norway, Denmark, which is better known as Danmark. The 12 tribes are notably scattered abroad, down in Australia, in South Africa, where we used to have a white government. This great nation, South Africa, it was the most prosperous, strongest nation in Africa until Nelson Mandela, the communist, rose up, took power away from our Aryan brothers there in South Africa, and now just look at it. And you can see what happens when people who do not know how to rule and exalt a nation, they'll cause a downfall. But here, it's Jacob's trouble, the house of Israel. It'll be a time of Jacob's trouble that he shall be saved out of it. Listen to that. But he shall be saved out of it. He shall be saved. And the Bible said immediately after Jacob's tribulation, notice here, in verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days, this is Matthew 24, verse 29, shall the sun be darkened. Now, what does that mean? The sun, the S-U-N. Well, that's a white system. In other words, it's going to be a dark and troubled time for the house of Jacob, the house of Jacob only. You talk about the Jewish Holocaust. The Holocaust that's coming for the house of Jacob will pale anything that the Holocaust had to offer in history. There's going to be such a roundup of those who actually believe the truth. Now, I'm not talking about these Judeo, politically correct, armchair Christians that get their salvation through the tube, some TV evangelist, or they run down to the local convenience places of the bell boxes and drop in, park their brain in the foyer, sit on their hands, dare not to ask a question, but just be fed the seam right, the carnal knowledge that a Christian likes to hear, the politically correct, the non-confrontational. Do not confront. Just give me the basics of Christmas, Easter, and Halloween, and the Thanksgiving meals, and prepare everything in between as the season changes, and let me go through life merrily, merrily. Life is very good, eating and drinking and being merry. These are not the house of Jacob. These are the deceived of the house of Jacob. Remember the book of Daniel chapter 12, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4 explains that in the time of this great tribulation, and that the first four verses of the book of Daniel chapter 12 explain what Jeremiah 30 and 7 is all about. It will be a people turning against a people. Many people of the world, the Judeo, the politically correct agenda of the whole world, will hate a specific people that will rise up in the last day to bring the revelation of truth. This will be a time of Jacob's trouble, a genetic offspring of the house of Jacob. the middle half of the tribulation of the day shall the sun be darkened, and the moon will not give her light. That means a spiritual, let's bump this up to a dimensional spirit realm. And folks, and I can rest, you can rest assured. And people say, well, you know, a nuclear, a bomb, so many nuclear bombs being set up, would actually cause a nuclear winter. And we wouldn't have any light from the sun because all the dust and all, well, you know, a pole shift or anything. All these scenarios have been advanced through science and technology. But instead of looking for something in the physical realm, why don't we look at the spiritual realm that the sun will be darkened? Sun is an expression of the light of the gospel. Remember the gospel of Revelation chapter 12, the woman stood with the sun above her head and the moon under her feet. This is the gospel. This is the offspring of those that would teach the revelation of the correct Sabbaths through lunar and the correct time to set it through the sun. But the day will come that they'll cast the Sabbath. We've already had that. The Sabbath's not the winter. It's not being taught and preached. This is a tribulation time for the people that are involved trying to find the truth. It's harder now to find the truth than it's ever been before. The Bible said, buy the truth and sell it not. If you know the truth and the truth has made you free, you are of all people or man or woman most blessed to have access to the knowledge of the truth. Remember, the Bible said in these days that they will literally cast the truth to the ground and prosper. Well, that's what they're going to be doing, eating and drinking and being merry. There will not be a nuclear holocaust that will cause the sun to quit shining. That ain't going to happen. Because you can't have two scenarios here. One, that the people will be eating and drinking and being merry and prospering when Christ returns. Because if we have a nuclear winter severe as it would take to block out the sun and the moon and destroy the earth to such an extent that poisonous radiation could be on earth for at least 10 to 20,000 or maybe perhaps 100,000 years into the future. We're not talking about surviving. We're talking about eating, drinking, and being merry. Now, you can't have it both ways here. People that are rejoicing, in the same sense, we could say that they're eating and drinking and rejoicing in the falsehood of Satan, deceiving the very elect if it was possible. So the Creator's journey, you are a creator creating your own existence. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. So you must put on the whole armor. You must pray, you must fast, you must study to show yourself a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now listen here. And the fourth verse here of, or the fourth line of the 29th verse of Matthew 24, and the stars shall fall from heaven. Now, I want to ask you a question. If we was to even think about a star, now Earth is just like a little tiny speck in the presence of the stars. Some have such magnitude. If one of them, the Bible said he places all the stars in the heavens and not one of them fail. He knows all of them by name. He calls all of them by name. He knows their positions. And so then, the literal planet systems, the physical planet systems around there, this is not what he's talking about. Because if one star fell out of its course and place and passed into our solar system, I mean, it would wreak such a havoc. There would just be such a disruptive magnetic shift that the Earth would literally vibrate off its axis and cease to be if it was close enough. And when you see shooting stars, people talk about, that's a fallen star. Look at that fallen star. That is not a fallen star. I'm sorry. It's just a piece of space debris that's passing into our atmosphere and burning up. And ladies and gentlemen, one gigantic mammoth star falling onto our Earth, it ain't no way. I mean, we're talking about disaster. Because immediately after these things, the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Who is these fallen stars? Well, I've talked to you in part one and part two of beginning to get a mindset that we're not alone in this world. There is no way that we exist here without some type of external lordship. Somebody pulling strings. Somebody watching over us. The Bible talks about watchers. The Bible talks about angels as stars that fell from heaven. These are the last day stars that are going to return. They've already fell from heaven, ladies and gentlemen. But there was an interlude of a period of time, exactly 1,000 years, of a time that these stars, Satan and his angels, would be bound and would no longer interfere with the evolutionary process of intervention into the earth. Immediately after they are loosed, according to Revelation chapter 20, Satan is going to be loosed out of his prison. Well, Satan and his angels. These are the fallen stars that Christ is talking about. And the stars shall fall from heaven. Now, if all stars in our solar system fell, we would be in a terrible mess. I mean, scientifically speaking, if one of them just moved out of its place and passed through our solar system, I mean, it's over. It is over. You can bank on that. Now, they talked about seeing out there a wayward planet, not a star now. And they call it Wormwood. Zachariah Sitchin talked about it as Planet X, the planet of the crossing, that every time it crosses in a particular elliptic orbit and comes close in our proximity of space, and you know, millions of miles is close because these things pack such a gravitational wall. So, like comets, we've seen comets. We've never seen a planet move into our immediate area. It's just not heard of. It's not happened. But could it be possible that Satan, that there is actually, and then we've discovered nine planets, and is there actually 12? I believe there is. Maybe we just haven't found them all. They're here, but in this vast expanse. Near a star being 4.3 million light years away. 4.3 million light years. That's light traveling at 286,000 feet per second. And it would take light that came from the nearest star that long, traveling at that rate of speed to reach the Earth. 4.3 million light years away. If you do your arithmetic on that, you're going to see how many days it's going to take light in our star system, and only stars emit light, unless it's an artificial source in space. And that's what they're looking for. Our scientists are looking for the fallen angels. Why would our governments bring so much money to the table to explore space? What are they looking for? Well, we know that when they fasten the plate on one of our satellite probes that was going out into the solar system, and as a matter of fact, it was going to leave our solar system at some point, and I think it already has, it had a plate, a metal plate, welded to the satellite that indicated where we were at in the solar system, the third rock from the sun, as the old song says. And for anybody, you know, seeing this satellite or retrieving this satellite out there on a planet system, to please call Earth. We're lonely. We want to make contact. What are these sons of Cain who are now running the world's government? Sons of Cain? Yes. The Canaanites, the serpents that come to you as sheep, religious beings. Oh, they pound the Bible when they have to. But when they get behind closed doors, they're atheistic, godless men with an Illuminati agenda, and I just cannot believe the stupidity of Americans when they go to vote. You say, well, what if John Curry had a winning? We would have been no better off. He belongs to the good old boys club of the reptilian Illuminati, as does George W. Bush. So is it going to get any better now? It's going to get worse. The Bible said in the end times that times and evil men would wax worse and worse and worse and worse. We're going to get back as it was in Sodom and Gomorrah day. We had rampaging, liberal, moral decay. People are, I mean, you know, these evangelical, Judeo-Christians, they're the ones that reportedly elected George Bush and gave him this slight margin of victory to put him in a White House. And they buy into, well, he'll protect. These are the people that are scared to death. What should those who have a home promise of an eternal kingdom, why should they worry, or why should they fear, or why should they have torment, and why should their hearts fail? Because they're eating and drinking and being merry, and they're buying into the carnal concepts of Christianity. And to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is a whole another ball game. And you wouldn't believe it, though a man declared it to you. It'd be so strange to your Christian eyes conditioned ears. Immediately, these stars are going to fall from heaven. Immediately after the tribulation. That means that Satan is going to stir up trouble for Jacob's seed, the sons and daughters of Jacob. And he's going to wear out the saints. That's what it says in Daniel chapter 12. He will literally wear out the saints, not the Christians now. There's a difference between a saint and a Christian. A Christian is somebody run down and become very religious, especially on Sunday or on Saturday, where they can go and tote their ideals to church and keep their traditions and reject the commandments and the truth of Yahweh and cast it to the ground, and they'll prosper. And they're singing the song, not of Mount Zion, but they're singing the song of Mount Washington, where the whole city itself is laid out in pagan star god symbols of call me if you can make contact. And Satan's sons, his offspring, these mad scientists, if you will, who are increasing in knowledge for the very purpose of contacting these creators of the past that I told you about. These, boy, how can I say? These hybrid creators. They produce a hybrid seed. Satan actually, literally, and I'm talking about from his own blood, from his own being, from his own body, he literally produced a hybrid creature into the earth. I told you that the Bible says in Genesis 1 and 2 that the earth became a dark and void. It was not created dark and void, because there's no darkness in the Creator. Therefore, he couldn't create darkness when there's none in it. The darkness came from another source, and this is what the Bible's talking about. The sun shall be darkened. That means in those days, Satan will literally rule over the gospel. He will suppress it. He will wear out the saints. He will tribulate them for a period of time. And immediately after the tribulation, he's going to come back and sit in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, because there's a certain group of people on the planet, supported by the Judeo-Christian outreach ministries, with millions and trillions, if you will, and billions of dollars, to support a theory that those over there in the Holy Land, Israelite, is the people of God, and that we should support them, and they would build a beautiful temple, and that our God, our Christian God, Jesus Christ, is going to come back and sit in it, and then all of us are going to go up and worship at Jerusalem. This is the story of Christianity. This is, but first of all, they've got to get raptured out. You know, if there's a tribulation, they're not going to go through it. The Bible says he's going to wire out the saints, but they're going to, you know, the Judeo-Christians are teaching the saints are going to be gone. You can't wire out something that ain't here to be wore out. If you go back to the book of Daniel and look at it there, it says that Satan himself will, and his people, and that's how he works through his people, by the way, Satan's not going to make his grand entry, and it's his final entry that he's doing. He's been here before. And he's coming back. He's kept himself very well hid. And at that time, this is 12:1, Daniel, at that time, Michael shall stand up, the great prince, which stands for the children of the people, the children of the Most High. And there shall be a time of trouble. That's Jeremiah 37. Look at it from that aspect. It's not a time of trouble for the world. It's not a nuclear war. It's not a nation rising against nation, because all these prophecies have done been fulfilled. And he ain't here yet. But in this prophecy, the time of Jacob's trouble is not yet. If you're in the revelation of truth and you've been having a hard time, as the old saying goes, you ain't seen nothing yet. When the Satan brings in this new world order, the actual goal of the new world order is not to suppress the world and the people that support the New World Order, because as you see in America, we evidently support a New World Order. We support going over there and killing children for all. We support that. And yet we call ourselves a Christian nation. We support little Arab children being bayoneted and shot with 30 caliber machine guns and run over by tanks and their guts squashed out on the streets. Just to appease a people over there that's demanding more territory that don't even belong to them. The Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10, that when Israel left over there, it would never return. And yet, we've been sold a bill of goods that, yes, Israel, the Jews, returned. It was the Jews returned and called the land Israel. Now, you can't have it both ways here. It's either Israel returned over there or the Jews. Now, why did they say that the Jews returned and the land became Israel? Because the Jews just make up one tribe out of the 13. So if only the Jews went back, only one 13 of the equation is over there. Whereas the others, they are the ones that will literally be worn out, because they are the sons of Jacob. And Jacob's time of trouble will be over that little piece of real estate over there. And the people around the world that speak out against it will be in prison, and they're building the razor. Mr. Bush is under his last 4 years, if you think 4 years is bad, and concentration camps, and New World Order, and implants, and vaccinations, if you think all that was a nightmare on Elm Street, you haven't been to the end of Elm Street. Because the next 4 years will give you a trip down horror lane. We're coming into some perilous times. We're coming into some times of trouble. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even unto that same time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Remember, in Matthew, Christ said, immediately after the tribulation of those days, Satan, the stars, the fallen stars, will appear again upon the earth. You see, Satan was here in a garden and impregnated Eve with his seed, got her pregnant, and then he skipped down. He's a dead deep dad. We can get him for child. children of Yahweh through the seed of Jacob. And I told you that the key is Revelations 22 and verse 16. The root and the offspring of David is the Messiah who brought a seed line through the Adamic race, purified it, and then chose Jacob, one of those descendant sons from that Aryan Adamic race that can show blood in the face, and then purposely singled him out to be his children, and that's because they are the fewest children in the earth, not the most. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there is going to raise up in the next few years, I predict in the next 10 to 20 years, there is going to be raising up an army of information prophets and prophetess that will proclaim the internal gospel, not the external. It's the internal gospel that needs to be preached into all the world, and then the end will come, not the external gospel of the carnal, Judeo-politically correct ideals about what it is to serve God. Man, Satan has worn out the saints, deceived them, and they that be wise shall shine. Now, how are you going to shine in the day of darkness? Well, darkness is what contrasts is light. And every little old lightning bug that lights up in the days of the darkness of tribulation, Satan and his cohorts and his seed upon the earth will come and hunt you down like a common criminal. And the only thing that you've done is shine the internal light of the gospel against the plan of the satanic fallen stars that are coming upon the earth. These stars are literally going to walk here upon the earth. You talk about a Elvis Presley star. You talk about a Hulk Hogan, you know, the Incredible Hulk. All these beings are going to be so incredible, so wise. You see, Satan is an old rat in the mill. Now, that's an old southern term down here, if you don't know what that means. At the oldest rat in the mill. I mean, he knows his way around the machine. He don't get himself caught in the machine. And he survives pretty well. Well, that's Satan for you. He's an old rat in the mill. He's been here a long time doing what he does best, and that's kill, steal, and destroy. And his most favorite way is to use righteousness of religion. And these religions have sprung up in Christianity as a pretense to truth when it's nothing but an external seem right way. And the Bible said there is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. And you must turn away. You must turn in. By turning away, that means turn in. But people ain't so kind, I just ain't got time. I can't meditate. I can't pray. I can't fast. Well, you know, excuses, excuses, excuses. I'm so thankful that over 40 years ago, I earnestly turned my heart over to the Creator. I really began to pray and to fast and to read my Bible. And it took me 30 years to come to a general understanding of what the truth was. It took Moses 40 years to get out of Egypt. And 40 years on the backside of the desert practicing the truth before he was permitted at 80 years old to come back and lead the children of Israel. You've got to earn your stripes. You've got to show yourself worthy. You've got to present yourself a living sacrifice. You've got to wholly put on the armor. You've got to walk in the light even as he is in the light. And the Bible says there is a light that is darkness that most people walk in. They appear to have a light, but they're children of darkness because they're the Judeo-Christian, politically correct, multicultural company of nations and peoples that support the seem right way of the external God and the carnal mind, which is Satan. You see, the mirror, God, the tree of good and evil, is a mirror. One's good and one's bad. Now, the Bible chooses faith that you don't serve. Well, most people, by natural instinct, to the carnal mind, thinking that if they're good, do bad things. They don't realize they're doing bad things. They don't realize that they're preaching lies. They don't realize they're deceiving people because they themselves are deceived, and they're going about deceiving, and when they come past land and sea to make one proselyte, they make him two, four more of the child of hell than he was to begin with. And so these are the things that it's just hard to get people to see these things. I mean, there is such a veil of ignorance. I saw that demonstrated yesterday in the poll. After 9/11, this orchestration of deception pulled off by cunning, crafty men that lie in wait to deceive, and the American people ran out and grabbed the flag and patriotic and started taking me out to the ball game. Let's eat, let's drink, let's be in merry. But we'll send our boys over there after them evil Arabs. It's got all that oil. That's what the men behind they had to do something to stir up the American people to support a war for oil. And it's a rich man's game. And for territory and for bases in the Middle East where the major wealth of the future of the world lays, because the big money people who have suppressed the science of inventions that have been given to us by brilliant men. I mean, Tesla's an example. But his technology was turned into military use and practice for the elite of the government to stand behind the power of the government. And now we got these jackbooted bugs and these plastic hardened shields that you can't even shoot a bullet through. They'll come into your house at a moment's notice, at no notice, and break down your doors and drag you out to jail. That's what's going to happen right here in the book of Daniel. It says, they that be wise shall shine in the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to be righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Now here it is, the same quote that is quoted in Matthew chapter 24, verse 29. We got an opposite here of good and evil. We got good stars that are shining, bringing truth and revelation, and bad stars appearing as dark stars, bringing the deception in a gospel format. Now here's the amazing thing. Satan, in the second book of the book of Corinthians, 11th chapter, will say that Satan is a transformed, transfigured angel of righteousness. He's turned himself into a God, Bible-toting, God-fearing people. And it's deceived the very elect. I mean, he's got them eating out of his hands. I mean, he's shelling corn right down on their head, and they can't see the wool of his paw. When at last it's too late, and they'll unzip their sheep suits, and the wolves will step out, and as the old saying goes, when two wolves and a sheep meet to decide what's for dinner, guess what's on the menu? And America is being eaten alive through darkness of deception, of a seam right. It just seems like it. Mr. Bush had such moral standards. And yet today there's a video clip, I don't know where you're aware of it, there's a video clip being shown around the world on the internet of our president getting ready to salute the world, the United States citizens, for their vote. And he didn't think the camel was rolling. It was. And he gave them the old middle finger. This is one of the most evilest, corrupt governments in the world that allows you to run free on the street and make you think there's some bad guys out there to blow you up, and they're going to, if you'll just sign away your rights, if you'll give us the authority as wolves, we'll take care of the sheep. You get me here? But listen to this. But thou, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. This is the same chapter, Revelation, that is in Daniel 12, the first four verses. And that is in Matthew chapter 24, from verse 15 over to 29. The same identical revelation. And if you'll put them both together, you can see it's the good guys versus the bad guys. And the stars of righteousness are the ones that are shining as the firmament of the sun and the moon to give the revelations of the times and seasons. And the children of darkness, the stars that fell from heaven, are the fallen ones who are returning in their spiritual powers to deceive the very elect. And that they promise you liberty, and they themselves are the servants of death and corruption. For Satan's mission is kill you, steal you, and destroy you. And he'd rather steal you away from the true internal gospel and get you into the external gospel where it's a seen right way, and you're saying amazing grace, how sweet the sound in the carnal mind, and your spirit mind is being starved literally to death because it can't find its way into the flow of the hidden rivers of water. Remember he said, if a man believe on me, as the scripture is, it said, not in the external, but the internal, if a man believe on me, as the scripture, out of his belly, the internal, shall flow rivers of living water. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Well, what do we got here? We got the explosion of knowledge, unprecedented. We've got so many things to do, and they're keeping us so filled up with the external things to do. So much exciting information. So many places we haven't been. Now we can travel. We can fly. People are literally flying through the air in these big, wide-bodied jets. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of millions of people a year crisscrossing the world in hours. And 100 years ago, it would take you months and perhaps years and probably beyond even your wildest dreams to get to do that. I mean, we've come a long way, baby. Notice that. And many, many of understanding shall fall. Now, this is back to the 11th chapter of the book of Daniel, but it's a continuation. And many of them of understanding shall fall to try them and to purge and to make them white even to the time of the end. Now, this is Matthew 24, where Christ was talking about in these coded messages, the spiritual depth that he wanted you to see, as tares. Did you know I said that the word tarnished is from the root word tear? And who's doing all this terrorist work? It may be the tares that are governing among us, that are guilty of this deception. Was there a 757 with a wide-body load of people with a 300-foot wingspan, did it actually crash into the World Tower, the Trade Towers? Did it actually leave its wing mark upon the buildings? No. No. Did we ever get to see the evidence of the plane? Did we ever see one pocketbook? One cell phone? One suitcase, one piece of luggage, one shred of evidence? No, we weren't permitted. Did anybody cry out for it? No. Folks, they got this down to such a whitewash that the darn sheep haven't got enough sense to even ask for an investigation, let alone suspect anything. I'm telling you, this is amazing what we're into. I have never seen anything to compare on the scale, and old George W., give him credit, he's done a darn marvelous job for whoever he's working for. But he certainly ain't working for the American people. The good of the American people. We're going down the tube. Maybe he's even the same. Who knows? He might be a good old boy, doing the best he can, and yet behind the strings, he's just a puppet. Attention to the music of somebody telling the external government what the internal government is doing. Just like the screwed man is inside and the flesh man's out there. And these two can't get along. They have war. They're light and darkness. To try them, even to the time of end, because it is at the time of the appointed end. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many, but they shall fall to the sword. You see, some of the first ones that's instructing the many in the eternal kingdom and asking questions. You see, you can't ask questions in churches. If you do, that gets you in trouble. It gets you thrown out. You see, light and darkness has no fellowship. If you take your physical man, which is the dark side of your tree, and take him and begin to inquire about light at the house of darkness, the house of darkness hates light. So what are they going to do? They're going to cast you out. That's what Christ said they would do to you. When the blind man, who represents the flesh, when he came seeing, what did they do? They cast him out. If he'd have stayed blind, they would have kept him in there. Because he got his eyesight. And that's what will happen to you. When you receive your eyesight, you're going to fall with a sword. And by flame. And by captivity. They're going to put you some in jail. Some of you are going to be executed. And that's the time of Jacob's trouble. This is what we're talking about here. But the wicked will do wickedly against the covenant. And they will cling to this system through corruption by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. Isn't that amazing? Exploit what? Expose is a better word. And yet there's people beginning to wake up to what's going on. They're asking questions. Of all things, the people are beginning to ask the questions. Of all things. How dare inquiring minds to want to know? If the government wanted you to know, they'll tell you. But you have to get it in their flavor. You can't order out. You can't order your flavor. You can't prove all things. You don't even get to see the evidence. Nobody asked for it. Nobody demanded it. Not one. Oh, they had these cosmetic committees of inquiry. That's the biggest joke that I ever seen. The last 3 years has been the biggest joke I've ever seen. Of how stupid the average citizen of America, and yet they've got college educations, a lot of them have got college education. They have particular skills. It's amazing how did they park their brain to follow their tradition. I've never seen a theater in my life. But what did all call that? These fallen angels, these non-human intelligence, pretended to be aliens, claimed to be the ancient progenitors of the human race. This is the end time deception, which will deceive even the elect and will lead to the setting up of the Antichrist, literally God, on the world throne. 2 Thessalonians 2:9 will confirm it. Even him, Satan, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. I mean, here we've seen a lot, and yet we're left to wonder about it because we saw it on television. I mean, they actually had the camera set up and these places. Of all things, they just happened to be filming downtown in New York City when the world towers. Somebody was filming the top of the towers, and all of a sudden, here flies this big plane. Was it a hologram? Was it something disguised that looked like a plane, but actually was a cruise missile? We never did get that. Well, they found the motors, Pastor, but in. Where were they at? What piece of evidence was tagged a wingspan, or a motor, or a landing gear? or a black box. Oh, they found the black box, but they were all destroyed. Folks, three planes, three black boxes destroyed, and nothing to record. Was these planes actually, not planes at all, but just guys that look like planes? Because from the underbelly, you can see the flash that comes out from the underbelly right before the impact of this thing. It looked like a plane. It could have been a plane. It could have been a remote plane that was being used, and all these other passion manifestos could have been taken out, and maybe they are now underground in some of these alien experimentation. Maybe those unfortunate people that were on these airplanes did disappear. Before they did disappear too. That's why these, the Bible says, with lying wonders. Man, that caused you to wonder. But they're lying wonders. And you know it's a lie, but you can't prove it. You have no power against it. Here you know it's a lie. The average person that's ever studied anything about 9-1-1 knows it's all a conspiratorial joke. Well, it's more, I shouldn't call it a joke. It's real. Because the lives of the people that did die, very conveniently, most of the Jews that were working in the building, they had the day off. Mysteriously, they called in sick. Or they didn't bother to call in at all. They just took that day off. I wonder why. Well, Bible said the world looks on. That's a good indication. And with all this deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they do not love the truth. I'm telling you folks, we're not looking for truth anymore. All we're looking is for a cover-up, a sweeping the truth under the rug, of denying it. We're just like the ostrich that has been conditioned to stick his head in the sand and believe that when these trying times and times of trouble and flames are going to fall, that the ostrich ain't going to get his tail feathers burnt. Now, you got another thing coming. Here I am, I've done talked myself into a time problem. I'm out of time. If you'd like to write me tonight, my address is simply Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me tonight, this is the third day of November, the day after the election. Well, sobering up here, getting over the hangover. It's all over but the crying. Some counts it's all over but the rejoicing. We've got four more years of the same old, and I'm telling you, if old George Jr. does his job as good as he did the first 4 years, we've got a lot to look forward to. In the concentration camps, more terrorist attacks from the terrorists, and we need to go over to two or three more oil-rich countries and gobble up, since we're oil people. You know, we need money, and oil, black gold, Texas tea. You know, we need that, so. Here we are. You can call me here at code 423-626-2172. You can email me at buddy1@centurytel.net. If you like my website, just call me or email me and I'll send it out to you. Won't cost you a thing, praise Yahweh. You might read some things on there that we've got that could open up your eyes to a few things. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those by whom you know by nature are not God. But now that you know God, or rather are known of God, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable and beggarly principles or elements? Do you wish to be enslaved by them, these rebel angels pretending to be gods, all over again? You are observing special days and months and seasons and years. I fear that somehow I have wasted my efforts on you. Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under those heavens. These are the pretenders. Gods that pretend to have this great technology. Oh, they've got it. They're known to that. Yes, they've got some genetics that they can point to. Yeah, because they were down here messing with the merchandise. But they're the perverters, not the creators. So a creator's journey is to rise up above the deception and to walk into the light. And the light is the internal kingdom of righteousness and joy and truth. And the truth will make you free. I'll see you tomorrow night. I will not be here now on Friday night. I'll be traveling en route to our meeting in Mississippi, Natchez, Mississippi. I won't be on Friday night. Of course, I'm off on Saturday and Sunday. Joe's giving me the night off. Thankful for that on the weekend so that I can do my meeting schedules. And it really helped me out a lot. So I won't be back Monday night in the seat that I share here on the Shepherd's Call. Hopefully Joe will play for you some good stuff, and I know he will come up with a lot of good programming here at microbroadcaster.com. And the anchor station 100.3, the FM, and that's called The Rock. So if you're on The Rock tonight, praise Yahweh and greet you in the great magnanimous name of the King. I'll see you a little later on down the line where we can say once again you're listening to The Shepherd's Call. Until then, we'll be out of here, and I'll see you tomorrow night.